like this one. It's a unique and handcrafted instrument, and they're going to wire themselves up here so that you get to hear them nice and clear. Maybe they'll tell you a little bit about the hammer dulcimer. It's been around a long time because it's the predecessor of the piano, and his dad, when they used to play it, he used to use baling wire and wrap it up and just use that as the hammers. Now they've kind of jazzed it up a little bit, and they've got a stainless steel wire that they've put together and uses hammers. I've seen all different types of hammers. Then I guess along came somebody who decided to put little keys, so when you hit the hammer that it actually plays, and then all of a sudden we come up with a piano. So the hammer dulcimer and the psaltery have been around a long, long time. So some unique music and some unique sounds, and we're certainly a pleasure to have them added to the festival this year. Okay, let's turn it over to the Boyd brothers. Let's give them a warm welcome.
Let's see. You got his mic plugged up over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Year before last, and a little medical problem knocked us out last year at the last moment. We had to cancel, but it's good to be back to White City here, White Springs, for the Florida Annual Folk Festival, and to be with you again. The tune that Johnny just did there was the old John Henry, and we hope you enjoyed it. We've got several more for your enjoyment in the next coming 30 minutes here. The next one being one of the old favorites, Faded Love. Thank you.
That's not, oh yeah, okay.
I was having a little trouble hearing this, so I'm going to cut that on and I'll tone it down.
By the way, as the announcer said here before we got set up, that we are the Boyd Brothers from Pensacola, Florida, featuring Johnny on the hammered dulcimer. Which we'll go through two or three more tunes, and I'll let him give you just a little bit of history on the old dulcimer there, if you would. Next up is Fireball Mail. Thank you.
With all the children here, so let's do old Suzanne.
All right, John. John says this is a school children day. A lot of children around and several in our audience here. And I believe this one was written by Stephen Foster. Being in the Stephen Foster State Park here, we're going to do old Susiana for the children. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Next one we'd like to do is Knoxville Girl. Thank you. Well, I always like to incorporate a few of the old sacred songs, and the next one up is by the title of It Is Love. One of everybody's favorite when string music is being done is Under the Double Eagle. So we'll try that one next for you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. I guess one of our very favorites is one of the late, great Lester Flatt's tunes, Gathering Flowers from the Hillside. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to let Johnny give you just a little history on this old dulcimer he's playing here now. We took us a little extra time to get down here. On the way, we'd have to stop at every dump and look for some baling wire to repair this thing, well, restring it and whatnot, you know. But I think you come out pretty good, don't y'all? Thank you.
I'd like to tell them fellas back behind me here, as to how old it is and how long it's been in the family, we don't really know. All we know is it belonged to my granddaddy. And I should have found out, there's a lot of things I wish I'd have found out from my dad before it got so late I couldn't find out anything, you know. Because he could have given me more information than I have. I think that's where a lot of people make a mistake. They just don't realize, you know, until it's too late. But anyway, this was in the family back in the 1800s sometime or other. And my dad, this is a folk festival. Now, we were folks. We lived way out there, you know. And, my dad, he lived until 1950, but he never did own a car. I got me one after I got out of the Navy in 1946. But so everything was just community stuff, you know. And they'd have family get-togethers and sometimes just the relatives, and then they, you know, the whole time having a square dance every once in a while. So that's what my dad played. He played for the square dances, and he played for the family get-togethers and the community get-togethers. And he played most of the old fiddle tunes, because that's most of what people square dance to, you know, was fiddle tunes. But as to the age of the hammered dulcimer, nobody really knows where the hammered dulcimer originated. There's a lot of people that think that they originated in Africa. And then some say, no, I think they came from China. Now, a lot of things came from China, you know. But it goes way on back past really recorded history. It's one of the oldest of the string instruments and was real popular up until, well, really, on over in the 1900s, Henry Ford. Ford used to do a lot of things for his workers. He doesn't do a whole lot for the Ford car, except he built a black Ford car, you know. But he did go in for some of the community activities, and at those, there were some hammered dulcimers played. Now, up until about maybe 15 years ago, I didn't even know this was a dulcimer. We always call it a piano harp. Now, back along about 1850, there was somebody up in, it might have been in Kentucky or Virginia up there somewhere. But they at that time, they were building a lot of hammered dulcimers, and somebody built one, and it was up on a stool of a thing, and they called it the piano harp. But up until about 15 years ago, all we ever called this was the harp. It was a piano harp. Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, I wasn't playing this much, but a folklorist that got us in this thing up here on the 33rd annual convention, she found out I had one and wanted to know if she could come out and look at it and interview me and so forth, told her to be glad for it too. So she got me to play it in some of the public schools down there, and then of course we came up here and played. So that's how I got started back playing this, except just once in a while for our own enjoyment. But how old it is, I don't know. I'm sure it wasn't the first hammer dulcimer built, because like I said, that's way on back. But it was built a long time ago.
Johnny, by the way, is a traditional hammer dulcimer. You're going to see quite a few hammer dulcimers throughout the festivities here this weekend. Supposedly, they're on schedule anyway. And they're modern hammer dulcimers and modern ways of playing them. Again, Johnny is a traditionalist handed down through the family over many years, and you won't hear another hammered dulcimer like Johnny, and we do hope you enjoy it. And Johnny, thank you. If you would, next, Soldier's Joy, an old fiddle tune. He's speaking of fiddle tunes, Soldier's Joy.
Thank you.
The timekeeper on this program, how many more? Two more? Okay, great. We'd like to do one other sacred tune here. Next one up, by the title of Let Me Rest. Thank you. Thank you. We have one other number, and we always try to close out the program with one of everybody's favorite, Wildwood Flower. We hope you've enjoyed the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that was the Boyd Brothers. That certainly was a treat. Hope we could get them back next year.